Brought to you by Bose and by XMWX Satellite Weather. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Jeff Van West reporting live from AirVenture 2011, and I'm talking with Mike Kobelek of Electro Air. So Mike, Electro Air has an electronic ignition system for certified aircraft. Now, we've seen it for experimental aircraft and a couple systems for certified aircraft. What is your system and what's unique about it?
Well, our system is a certified STC system, initially for four-cylinder light combings, that we developed out of our experimental kits that we've been doing since 1992. In particular, our system replaces one of the magnetos on a four-cylinder light combing with a trigger mechanism that supplies a controller, which then fires off coils. I like to refer to our system as a tuned electronic ignition system, in the sense that we also adjust ignition timing for altitude.
So if you've got a traditional magneto and you've got your system working simultaneously, how does that work that the timing on one is changing and the timing on the other one's not?
The beauty of that is the magneto is always going to be firing into a combustion event that's already started, or we're firing at the same time.
And what kind of gain can people expect if they're going to put this system on? What have you seen in your testing?
In a Cessna 177, depending on the flight environment or the flight regime we were flying in, anywhere from a gallon and a half to 2 gallons an hour. Typical gains that we have seen throughout the history of our company, able to quote 10 to 15% in a four-cylinder light combing, with also a pickup in power, typically about 4 to 5 horsepower in the four-cylinder light combing engines. As you get into larger engines, the fuel gains become a little bit more significant.
And just running on the standard spark plugs that are in the engine as well?
We do. In the STC system, the unit is approved for use with standard aircraft spark plugs. In particular, we recommend the BY plugs. They have better performance capabilities than the 3080 and the 40E that we found. Also with our system, because it has a much hotter, longer duration spark, you want to open the spark plug gap up, and the BY plugs are easier to gap to a larger opening.
Run me through the numbers here. How much does the system cost to acquire, to install, and then how long is it going to take somebody to break even at this, say, a 10% gain in efficiency?
Well, the system itself has a suggested retail price of $3,400 for the four-cylinder kit. The time to install, it depends on the mechanic and their ability, but we've always quoted 4 to 6 hours. I really think that a technician, once they get used to installing the components, will be able to cut that time down considerably. Time to recoup the costs, actually, if we look at it over the life of an engine, it comes out to almost a wash with what you're doing with magneto inspections. The 10 to 15% savings on the fuel go on top of that.
It says over here on your board you're STC'd for light combing Continental engines, but we're used to STCs per airframe. So how does that work? Who could install this system now and on what engines or what airframes?
Our initial STC is for light combing engines installed on Cessna aircraft, and that includes the Cessna 152s and their variants, the Cessna 172s and all of their variants, and the Cessna 177s and all of their variants when they've had light combing motors installed. A couple in the Cessna family that didn't carry over would be things like the Cessna 150 with the 150 horse conversion. There's a 180 horse conversion for the 175. Those will be added on into the STC as we go forward. After that, our plan is, and we have a process in place with the FAA, to begin evaluating other airframes such as Pipers, Moonies, Malls, and so on.
And if someone wants to find you, where do they find you here at Oshkosh? Where do they find you online? And how can they call you if they want to call you directly?
At Oshkosh here, we're in Building C in booth 3175, which is on the northeast corner of the building. Online, they can find us at www.electroair.net. And then our phone number is 866-494-3002.
Great. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks for taking the time to talk today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Jeff Van West from AirVenture 2011. Thanks for listening.
XMWX Satellite Weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX Satellite Weather to your onboard electronic suite today. Come see the latest XMWX Satellite Weather has to offer at EAA AirVenture in booths 190 and 3037 to 3039, or visit us online at xmwxweather.com.